You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 376, and it is February 20th, 2017. Notre Dame picked up some new commitments. Michael Floyd's going to spend some time in jail. The NFL Combine is about to begin, and there is not and potentially Notre Dame might be picking up, or at least is in the running to pick up, Scott Pagano, a transfer from Clemson, defensive line player. And it's very much, I'm sure it's a long shot, but this would be more exciting than any recruit in my mind that Notre Dame could pick up, because he's a guy that could have an impact immediately. So we're going to talk about all that. Randall's here, of course. Randall, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Enjoying this nice, sunny, warm weather in northern Indiana.
That's right. And I'll be spending some time also in the sun in Florida, though. And from the forecast, it's supposed to get chillier up here in Indiana. So I'll be heading down south to the sun. And we'll probably do a podcast next week, but I guess it's a little bit in limbo. Definitely if there's anything, any major news or new commitments, we'll definitely have a podcast. So I guess let's just get some of these minor items out of the way. Michael Floyd spending time in jail. Finally, if you guys all probably remember, he had a DUI.
Extreme DUI.
When he was a Cardinal in Arizona. And then he was released, went to the Patriots. Well, now he's going to spend, was it 24 days in jail?
Well, that's what his sentence was, 24 days in jail. So basically, 24 days in jail for a Super Bowl ring is what it comes down to.
It's worth it to me. And just some more details. Hey. He'll have a $5,000 fine. He has 96 days of home confinement where he's required to wear a GPS locator and an alcohol monitoring device. And if you're curious, so anything over 0.08 is considered driving under the influence. He was at a 0.217. So quite a bit higher than a 0.08.
Well, you almost sound like the Patriots might try to hire you there when you said it's worth it, 24 days in jail for a Super Bowl ring. It just sounds like another stunt that somebody from the Patriots would pull off. I mean, they do all these things and they still end up getting a Super Bowl ring. So in the end, it doesn't matter.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
No, I agree.
All right, so that's pretty much it. Was there anything more with Floyd?
No.
Is he still, I don't even know what his contract was. Is he still with the Patriots?
I'm not sure. He appeared in one game in the playoffs. He did play a little bit, but then he was inactive for the Super Bowl, even though he seemed to be healthy.
I don't know what his contract is. Was this his last year on his contract? I don't know. I didn't look it up.
I haven't really checked into it.
But either way, some other NFL news, I guess, relating to Notre Dame. NFL Combine's coming up pretty quick here. That'll be over the weekend of March 3rd, starting on Friday, and then finish up on Monday the 6th.
Which, that's less than 2 weeks away.
Yep. And Notre Dame players will be there. Deshaun Kizer, Isaac Rochelle, and Jerron Jones.
Yeah, a smaller group than what it has been before, which last year wasn't a big group either, but a little easier to keep track of what all is going on there.
We'll talk more about the combine and Notre Dame players when that gets a little bit closer or after it.
That'd be next week on your Florida trip.
Really. I know. We'll probably just wait to talk about it until afterwards, because I don't know what more, I guess, unless there's some news that breaks. Okay, so Notre Dame on the recruiting trail continues to flourish.
They're killing it on the recruiting trail. If you want to look at the numbers, I mean, they've been adding commits left and right, it seems. Even in the last class, 2017 class, here's some numbers for you. The last two weekends of the 2017 cycle, they hosted 10 guys, and they landed 6 of them. Well, then, since then, they had Junior Day, and from Junior Day, they had 5 guys there that weren't committed, and they've landed 3 of them. and they got another guy that wasn't even there at junior day. So, to me, it looks like it was a smart thing, junior day, small junior day. It's up for debate whether it was intentional to have that amount of guys there, or if, you know, it just didn't work out for more guys, because, you know, other schools, it can be a pretty big deal. I mean, even at Notre Dame, they usually have quite a few more than what they had this weekend. But the way I look at it is, yeah, you can still get these guys when there's a lot of players there, but having less, they got to spend more time with the coaches, each individual player did. And so I think that made a difference with the crew. So I could see them doing it by design, because they would have had 20 players there. They wouldn't have had as much individual time with these guys. And things that these guys talk about that they liked was the position coaches and Brian Kelly getting the chance to sit down with them, see how they fit in, you know, watch film with them, and the family could talk with Kelly. I've heard more. I've heard Kelly's name more with the recruiting the last couple weeks than I ever have since he's been. I mean, he seems more involved. Maybe they're trying to push that a little more, because he needed to do that.
And the bottom line is it better to have a smaller junior day event or a bigger one? The bottom line is, what are the end results? And the end results from the beginning of this year have been great. So, yeah. And I don't think it's just junior day, but they're doing a good job at landing good quality kids.
Well, right now the 2018 class is the number 2 ranked class, and basically all the different sites, Rivals, 24/7, Scout, everybody's got them at the number 2 class. So
who is the number 1 class?
I'm not even sure. I haven't looked at all the rankings.
Okay, I'm pulling up right here. I'm just curious if
I don't pay much attention
other,
to them.
I don't
now.
Either, but I'm curious if these other top classes, do they have more kids, or what's kind of the relationship? Is Notre Dame one of
I'm
two schools
guess
with
it's
10,
Alabama,
and everyone else has 3? Okay, I have it up here now. Penn State is at the top. They have a total of 11. Notre Dame has 10, and I'll just read off the top 10 here with how many kids they have committed. Miami has 11. Florida at 4 has 8, LSU at 5 has 10, USC at 6 has 6, Clemson at 7 has 5, Kansas at 8, hold it, has 6. Kansas, wow. Too bad recruiting isn't ending right now for them. Texas A&M at 9 has 6, and then Ohio State at 10 has 3. So there are 4 schools with 10 or more commits, and they round out the top 5.
Yeah. Well, these teams will probably end up getting these guys, but they'll keep adding players. So the fact that, you know, the recruiting cycle isn't over actually helps them, even if their class is ranked lower in the end.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like Notre Dame. I don't expect them to finish at number 2.
Yeah. The good news is, with Penn State being up there at the top, Notre Dame is still after some of their current commits. So they've done a good job of flipping some of those guys. Penn State, I don't think they like to recruit against Notre Dame, especially not last year. Last couple of years, Josh Adams was even committed there, and a couple of them from last year, they're going to get after one of the tight ends and a defensive end from Penn State. So they've been doing very well out of Pennsylvania. I think they got 6 guys out of Pennsylvania last cycle. So, and Phil Dracovic is from Pennsylvania as well. So good things are happening. Well, we obviously talked last Monday, we mentioned Colin Gervin. He had committed on Monday before we recorded the podcast. We talked about him. And then on Monday...
later, after we were...
Yeah, that was later this night. This was a surprise to everybody. This wasn't expected, but Derek Allen ended up committing to Notre Dame. This is a huge pickup. He's basically the second-ranked player behind Dracovic in this class. So this was sudden. Nobody was expecting it, but he's a 6'1", 205 defensive back. He'll probably play safety. Like I said, 4-star. He is the number 52 player overall, so almost made it to the top 50 there. But the other thing is, he's from Georgia, and so Notre Dame doesn't get too many players out of Georgia, and so this is a big pickup. The crazy thing is, so he's number 52 overall. He's number 8 in Georgia.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of good recruits in Georgia this year. So definitely a guy that Notre Dame needed, defensive back, and looks like they're getting a good one. Yeah, he had, I don't know how many, he had a ton of offers. Well, he had 35 offers, I think is what he was listed at. But, yeah, and then that was on Monday. And then on Tuesday night, on Valentine's night, Cole Mabry, offensive lineman, committed to Notre Dame. He is from Tennessee. He had visited Notre Dame on junior day. He's 6'6", 265. He's currently a three-star. And he actually just got his offer while he was at Notre Dame for junior day. So once he got that offer, it didn't take him long to make up his mind. Obviously, he went home and you know, made sure that's what he wanted to do. And he decided to commit to Notre Dame. So, you know, maybe it's a lower-ranked guy, not that excited about it, but if Harry Hiestand gave him an offer and wanted him there, he's a good player.
There's not many guys that Harry Hiestand has, I mean, has recruited that don't have, aren't in the running ever to play. I mean, sure, there's some guys that might be right on the fringes, might not really contribute that much, but there's most of the guys end up being right there where they're, if they don't play,
there's talk about them.
Buddy. Yeah, they at least,
they're at least in the conversation. But you always need backups, so. Another good pickup by Notre Dame. And then on Friday, this one was expected. Micah Jones, 4-star wide receiver. He had announced earlier that he was going to make his decision on Friday, and basically everybody expected him to commit to Notre Dame, which he did. He's from Illinois, 4-star, 6'5", 200 pounds, big receiver. And he had planned to wait till later. He said like around April to commit because he wanted to take some other visits. He wanted to visit like Michigan State and Ole Miss, some other place. But obviously he was at Notre Dame for junior day. He liked what he saw and he decided not to take those other visits. He knew they wanted to be at Notre Dame. And
it'll be fun to see how they use him. 6'5". There's not a lot of receivers that Notre Dame has had that have been this big of a target. I mean, Michael Floyd was 6'3", I think. But definitely Maurice EQ. Stovall and Duval Kamara. But is EQ is not 6'5", is he? But yeah, he is a big target. 6'4".
I'd have to go back and check.
But either way, I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Yeah, he's from Illinois, and he was actually this weekend in Chicago was 7-on-7 tournament, and his team actually won the tournament there. This wasn't his first time to Notre Dame, so he'd been there before, but he'd been there for Irish Invasion last year, but this kind of sealed the deal for him, and he decided to commit. He's actually branching out a little bit. He's not going to be doing business there at Notre Dame. He wants to major in sports medicine, so I think some of his family's been involved with that.
And just to clarify, I take that back. EQ, he is listed at 6'5".
Yeah.
I don't know if he was that tall.
He's listed at that. Actually, he's close to that. He's a tall guy. Back to Derek Allen. He had visited Notre Dame before, and he had gone on other visits, and he saw other schools. And even though, you know, it was a surprise that he committed Notre Dame, when it came back, he's been at other places. This isn't like, oh, he was at Notre Dame, he decided to commit, nothing like that. He's been at other schools, and he still came back to Notre Dame. That's what he wanted. And so I feel comfortable about that, even though it was kind of a surprise. It's not like some of the guys in the last cycle that, you know, defense end that committed and then, you know, he's not a guy that visited and committed on his visit.
Yeah.
And then goes to Michigan and visits and commits on that visit.
And this guy has been offered by all of the top schools: Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Michigan, Oklahoma. I mean, this guy, yeah, he's definitely a high caliber athlete.
Yeah. So Notre Dame is up to 10 commits already. And It's kind of crazy. If you start looking at the scholarship numbers for next year, they're already getting close, but you know how Notre Dame is as far as players transferring. We won't even mention any other thing. Let's just stop there. We know how it is at Notre Dame. We're not going to jinx anything here. But Notre Dame continues to recruit. They had a couple guys visit this weekend. Cameron Babb is a wide receiver that visited. He didn't stay for very long because he went to that 7-on-7 tournament in Chicago. And he actually wants to come back again later this spring and see more of the school, see the campus, and get more time with the coaches. Wide receiver, and he's fast. He runs track. So Notre Dame is definitely recruiting these fast guys, and I'm sure they're telling all of these guys about Will Fuller. And these guys all know who Will Fuller is. So he was there the same day with Cameron Brown, another three-star wide receiver from St. Louis. He actually doesn't have an offer yet from Notre Dame, but there is interest there. He just doesn't have the official offer. And then today, one of the top cornerbacks class came in, Houston Griffith. He's from IMG. He's visited Notre Dame before, but this is a big-time player. His dad actually played in the NFL, but he is down at IMG, and I think he plans to come back. I'm not sure all the details, but I think IMG actually takes like bus tours. They go to different schools, so they'll actually bring a busload of guys to Notre Dame at some point.
And a little about his dad, just because I looked it up. I don't want my research to go in vain. Houston's dad, Howard Griffith, was fullback in the NFL, drafted by the Colts, played for the Rams, Panthers, and Broncos, and did get some Super Bowl, I believe two Super Bowl victories with the Broncos. And he does have the NCAA record for touchdowns in a game when he was at Illinois. He scored 8 touchdowns.
Wow.
When he was at Illinois in one game. So that's a little bit about him.
One thing about IMG, Maurice Stovall is actually the wide receiver coach at IMG. So IMG, we talked about it before, they are loaded this year. They have a ton of talent, and it definitely doesn't hurt that Notre Dame has a former player there on the coaching staff. We've seen how it's helped Autry Denson and Todd Light. I mean, a lot of these players are talking about Todd Light and what good relationship they have with him. And they always say, especially Autry Denson, you know, he doesn't have to sell Notre Dame. Notre Dame sells itself. Like, and so having a former player there, I mean, he probably doesn't have to bug them. I'm sure he doesn't even have to bug them about Notre Dame. How he talks about it, and they can go to him and ask him about Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So I hadn't known that, but yeah, that's definitely a good thing going on there at IMG. So we'll see how that works out. But Houston Griffiths visiting today, and then Tyrone Sampson, 4-star offensive lineman from Detroit, is here as well. And then Aiden Hutchinson, 4-star defensive end from Dearborn. So you see a couple Michigan guys there. Hutchinson, right now, crystal ball is 100% Michigan, but he is taking other visits. So we'll see what happens with that. But a lot of these guys that Notre Dame are recruiting don't live that far from Notre Dame. You see Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. I mean, they're in their region, and they're getting good talent. It is also, you know, with all these commitments, and you see guys like Marquise Stepp on Twitter and the other recruits, you know, when they're right before Micah Jones committed, you know, they were talking about it, you know, like, hey, everybody listen up, you know. And then there's other guys that chime in that aren't committed. So it's interesting to watch the guys that aren't committed to Notre Dame are noticing it and are tweeting about it as well. One guy was a 4-star wide receiver, Shaquan Anderson Butts from Pennsylvania. I don't think he's committed. Right now he's projected to go to Penn State. But, you know, he was tweeting about it right before that with the Notre Dame recruit. So there's different guys that are definitely taking interest. What was funny, when I saw that tweet, when they were tweeting that stuff, I saw a tweet that you put out, Ruben. I figured I had to mention it. It said something about waving to somebody in the coffee shop, and then you realize they're just washing the windows.
Yeah, and the truth is I didn't wave back, but I almost did. I was at the local coffee shop, Main Street Coffee House here in Napanee, and I'm there quite a bit. I know the baristas. And so I saw through the window, I just glanced over and I recognized who it was and them making a waving motion before I realized it wasn't, it was a waving motion, but the purpose of it was not to send a salute, but to clean a window. So I didn't wave back, but I was close to waving back.
Anyways, I thought that was funny. That's kind of what's happening with recruiting right now. The other news was Scott Pagano, which you had mentioned kind of the beginning.
So he is at Clemson, but Sweeney put out a press release saying that he's made it known that he wants to transfer, and he insinuated that he wants to go closer to home. He's from Hawaii. He is Scott Pagano is a defensive tackle, 6'3", 295 pounds, a redshirt junior at Clemson, and he's from Hawaii, and so he made it known to Sweeney that, hey, he wants to play closer to home and indicated that it would be on the West Coast. But since then, he was contacted pretty quickly. Not Sweeney, but Scott Pagano was contacted by 37 schools. But over the weekend, he narrowed it down to 7 schools, and that list does include Notre Dame. Now, there's a couple West Coast schools also in that list, Oregon and Cal, and then there's some Midwest schools, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Notre Dame, and the other two are Texas and Arkansas. So that 7, 2 of those are West Coast, the others aren't. So there's definitely, and with the trend or with the momentum that Notre Dame has right now with recruiting, I'm optimistic. I still think it's a very long shot, but this would be huge if they could convince Scott Pagano to come to Notre Dame.
Well, first of all, they need to send
the truck down.
I'm saying since he's from Hawaii, they need to send special teams coach.
Oh, Pullian.
Pullian down there. He's been doing a good job getting guys out of Hawaii. He did it this cycle. He got Manti Te'o. Need to send him down there to talk to him. Maybe even send Manti Te'o. But obviously, you know, he wants to go to West School, but West Coast School, but there's obviously other schools on this list. But at Notre Dame, it has to be intriguing with the depth that Notre Dame, or the lack of depth that Notre Dame has at the defensive tackle position. I mean, we don't really know what we have. Daniel Cage, we don't know if he's going to play next year. And I'm sure they're telling him that he can fit right in. I mean, this is a guy that is potentially be a top pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, one article I read, it was either from SB Nation, or then it was from Bleacher Report. I'm just pulling it up right now. It gave his numbers as far as how many tackles and sacks. He had 2 sacks last year, 20 tackles total, 4.5 for loss, 2 sacks. So,
which a defensive tackle just needs to take up space. Their numbers aren't as high as a defensive end.
Yeah, and he wasn't necessarily guaranteed a starting job this upcoming season, which is maybe why he's looking to transfer if he's not set to be a starter.
I don't go with that. If he's projected to be a first round pick,
I didn't read that where it said he's projected as a first round pick, but definitely a guy that can come to Notre Dame and contribute day one.
Yeah, I agree. It was probably just stay like that because obviously you can always get beat. I mean, if you don't keep your foot on the gas, you can't get beat out by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike what we said. Well, it's not always like that. We didn't see that with Brian Van Gorder and some of his players. Like, you saw the older guys entrench, and it's like just because he's the older guy on the team doesn't mean he's got the starting job.
So it'd be great to have him wear some blue and gold.
That would, I think fans in general are pretty excited about this next season, but I think adding a guy like him to the defensive line. I mean, that's one of the big questions with this team is this defensive line,
mm-hmm.
how it's going to look. And adding a guy like him would make it easier for everybody else on the defense.
Completely.
But I'm right now I'm saying he's not coming to Notre Dame. I just don't.
It would
it's
just
too good
seem,
to be true.
Exactly. It would just seem too good, especially with how well recruiting is going. It would just seem there can't be that much goodness happening to Notre Dame fans.
Yeah. I really wonder what the whole story is because Clemson just won a national championship. And if he's just wants to move closer to home, then why are there other schools on there? So, I don't know. I have no idea if this is the case, but the one thing that could draw him to Notre Dame, he wants to further his education, and Notre Dame has some pretty good business programs at their school, so I'm sure the coaches are telling him all about that.
I'm sure. All right, that's all I've got. Randall, anything else from you?
I don't think so.
All right, thank you guys for listening. And if you got a question or a comment, just head on over to the forums, forums.irishsportstalk.net, and you can sign up for free, and you can start the conversation over there. And until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.